Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus. We give you a hearty welcome to the continued ministry and the study of the prophetic word as we touch once again upon God's future program relating to Israel. We are specifically covering from the scriptures a time of greatest trouble that is to be their experience as a nation and as a people. We are fully aware that Israel as a nation and as a people have experienced perhaps as no other nation on the length and breadth of the earth through human history times of unparalleled difficulty and trouble. But we are seeking from God's word to confirm the fact the greatest time of trouble for them as a nation lies before them. May I remind my listeners that on the very threshold of such a time of trouble, we are now living. You and I can see Israel as a nation regathered in their land and surrounded by the nations that hate them and that seek their destruction. This has been foretold in the Word of God. Now, what we have studied regarding that period of trouble has been the prophecies that God gave through His servants in respect to it. We touched upon the prophecy of Moses, as Moses spoke of it and wrote in the book of Deuteronomy. And the most unusual fact about it, Moses stated the words concerning it before the children of Israel ever entered the promised land of Canaan long ago. We have noted the words of the great prophet Jeremiah, one of the greatest prophets in Israel, a man who was called and properly the weeping prophet. It was his privilege and responsibility, though unpleasant, to bring words of judgment from the living God, from Jehovah himself, and declare them to his own earthly people of the kingdom of Judah. And then we have noted the words of Ezekiel, another great prophet who lived as a contemporary in the days of Isaiah as well as Jeremiah. Then we noted the prophecy of Daniel, and Daniel stated in chapter 12 of his prophecy that time of trouble would come at the end of the age. Then we have noted, last of all, the great words of Zechariah, and we noted from his prophecy that there will be the destruction in that period of trouble of the ungodly among Israel, but a preservation and a deliverance of a godly remnant. My beloved, with repetition, I am never apologizing for, let me say again, this is the way to the glory of that kingdom and nation that will be the glory of Israel yet, and the revealing and the coming of their Messiah to set up his earthly kingdom. We now turn in the Word of God to the New Testament, and we speak from the words of the greatest prophet that ever lived and walked and spoke upon the earth. That blessed one is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24. We read the words that fell from the lips of the Son of God. This one was the Messiah of Israel, whom they rejected as a nation, whom unfortunately in their rejection and blindness they crucified and said, "Away with him, we shall not have this man to reign over us." But that blessed one, ere he went to the cross, gave the prophetic word regarding this coming event, the time of greatest trouble upon the earth for the people of Israel. I read his words out of Matthew 24 in verses 21 and 22. "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not, since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened," meaning they will be limited in duration. These are the specific words of our Lord Jesus Christ. My radio friend, please let me give you a little background of these words. I commend to you the reading of two great chapters in Matthew regarding future events, Matthew 24 and Matthew 25. These two chapters have a great bearing on the end of the age. I wish, first of all, to point out to you the introduction in Matthew 24. May I read these words? And I would like to read verse 1, 2, and 3. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. May I say, this was the last occasion when Jesus went to the temple. He had said in the preceding verse of the closing chapter before it, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. He had wept over Jerusalem. He had said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth again, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, beloved, may I state very simply but clearly, Israel as a nation has never been visited again by the Lord. And the Lord left the house of Jehovah, the temple. He never went back into it after this last departure. And as he went out, let me read what follows in chapter 24. As he went out and departed from the temple, his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. No question of doubt, as they left the temple area and departed, it may have been that the rays of the setting sun were illuminating the glorious buildings of the temple then, which was magnificent. And they pointed out to him the glory of those buildings. Now listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And our Lord foretells the destruction of that great temple, which took place approximately 30 years later, or 40 years later, under the destructive power of the Roman Empire and the Roman general Titus. Now verse 3 tells us, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately and said, tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the age? And I want you to note the questions. There are three questions they ask. They ask concerning the destruction of the temple, when. They ask concerning the sign of his coming again. They ask concerning the end of the age. And I commend to my readers that as you read on, the Lord Jesus specifically touches upon the signs of his second coming and the signs relating to the end of the age. Now, in our verses that we have read in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22, the Lord, amongst many other things that he has indicated in this chapter, the Lord specifically states to these Jewish disciples, and I would remind my hearers, the men who asked the question of the Savior, they were Jews. And though they were disciples of the Lord Jesus, they were not asking him, what about the church? They knew nothing about the church. They were asking him, what is a Jewish question? First, about the destruction of the temple. Second, and your coming, Lord, to be in power and glory, and of the end of the Gentile age. And may I point out to you, these Jews, though they were his own disciples, they were still concerned about the glory of the Messianic kingdom. And you can prove that was the case even after his resurrection, as you read Acts chapter 1. For they asked him, just before he departed and went back to heaven, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? But, oh, beloved, may I state, as we have already been suggesting, that there shall not be a restoration. There cannot be the coming of that kingdom until Israel has gone through the time of greatest trouble, which the Lord himself speaks of even in these words. Let me read the words again. For the Lord Jesus specifically goes on to state concerning the dangers and the troubles of that day, on which we shall speak more in detail in coming messages. He reminds them that there's to come a time of trouble upon the earth, that they will be in the very center of that fiery trial. And now he says, then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. My beloved, may I point out the harmony of the scriptures that we have covered? We have seen not only Jeremiah, not only Ezekiel, not only Daniel, not only Zechariah, but we have seen that in these writings of the prophet, they each spoke of the time of trouble being unequal, whether before or even after its occasion. And the Lord Jesus corroborates the same fact. He declares, then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Oh, beloved. Beloved, please, I wonder if I can convey the impression deeper. There is a time of trouble coming upon the earth that has never been equaled in past history. Now, you can point, and you may read, and you may speak of unparalleled periods of trouble that the world has known. Yes, you might even go back to the days of the flood. But may I say, beloved, we're on the threshold of trouble that was even greater when God visited the earth with a flood and took every human being out of this earth with the exception of Noah, his wife, and his three sons and their wives. Now, beloved, I'm not a pessimist, but I know this is the dogmatic teaching of the Word of God. And it's through this time of trouble that Israel must go to reach the glory of their nation. But, beloved, I want to ask you the question. Are you saved? Will you be saved and found delivered out of the trouble when it comes? God grant you will. If not, turn to Christ today. Father, please speak to the hearts and consciences of men and women, boys and girls, and save them for Jesus' sake. Amen.